As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
The Athletic.
Hi there, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic. It's Wednesday, the 8th of May. I'm Adam Leventhal, and on today's show, Dortmund make the Champions League final.
This is a nice ending. They've had a very, very difficult year. It is really some achievement.
So no dream end for Mbappe at Paris Saint-Germain.
This was it. This is the end game. There's no longer term before his expected departure at the end of the season.
Will it be Real Madrid or Bayern Munich joining Dortmund?
A great reception is expected from the Real Madrid fans, and the Bernabeu Stadium will be packed in the hours before the kickoff.
This is the Daily Football Briefing with Adam Leventhal.
So we start in Paris then, where it was a great night for Borussia Dortmund.
After the flares were lit at the park, they prance. Hummels jumping, it's in! Max Hummels for Borussia Dortmund with a bullet header into the back of the Paris Saint-Germain net! And the team in yellow double their lead in the semi-final!
Dortmund led PSG 1-0 from the first leg, and they won by the same scoreline thanks to Mats Hummels' 50th minute header to win the semi-final 2-0 on aggregate. So the Bundesliga's fifth place side beating the French champions and booking their place in the final at Wembley on June the 1st, where they played, including Hummels, in their last final back in 2012-13 when they lost against Bayern Munich. They'll hope to win the trophy this time, as they did in 96-97. Our German football reporter Seb Stafford-Blohr reflects on a memorable night for Edin Terzic's side.
What an amazing night for Borussia Dortmund. A lot of people focus on the chances missed by Paris Saint-Germain. I think that rather misses the point, though. Given the limitations, to come this far and to do so via as difficult a route through the Champions League as imaginable, really. Newcastle, PSG in the group, AC Milan in the group, Atletico Madrid, very sprightly PSV. To get this far with that group of players is amazing, and ultimately a triumph for Edin Terzic and a coaching staff that was kind of newly assembled and newly built over the Winterpause. And they constructed a game plan which worked, which kind of minimised Dortmund's weaknesses and also minimised, obviously, PSG's strengths. Owed a little bit to good fortune, yes, but just a tremendous moment. And if you look back to where Dortmund were a year ago, almost exactly to that terrible, terrible afternoon in the Westfalenstadion against Mainz, when the Bundesliga title turned to dust in their hands, this is a nice ending. They've had a very, very difficult year and a lot of criticism, a lot of it deserved, but a lot of criticism all the same. And to be heading to a Champions League final is really some achievement and an accomplishment that nobody saw coming.
We'll have more from Seb in a bit, who's contemplating an all-German final against Bayern Munich. But it was such a disappointing night for Paris Saint-Germain, who hoped to overturn a one-goal deficit, just as they'd done against Barcelona in the quarterfinals. So it means there's no Champions League flourish for Kylian Mbappe, who's expected to join Real Madrid in the summer. Here's our PSG reporter, Peter Rutzler.
Plenty of disappointment here among the home crowd. It's not the finale, as you say, that Kylian Mbappe would have wanted in his final Champions League game for Paris Saint-Germain. And I think there'll be a real sense of frustration, a real sense of what might have been, considering the respective strength of Dortmund on paper compared to PSG, and also the chances that they created across the two legs. You know, they hit the woodwork six times. But I think that also tells the story in another way. It speaks to a team that lacked composure. There was so much anticipation for this game. And this is a young PSG team, the youngest Champions League semi-final side since 2009, and they've been the youngest side in the Champions League consistently in each round of the knockout phases. And for them, this is, you know, the next step, the long term. PSG are trying to remodel their squad, remodel themselves as building sustainably going forward, and Luis Enrique will want this to be a learning experience. Of course, Kylian Mbappe, this was it. This is the end game. There's no longer term before his expected departure at the end of the season. And so there was a real contrast of emotions on the field. You had Dortmund players running over to the away end, celebrating furiously, and PSG youngsters on the floor, Mbappe bent double, taking it all in. A learning experience for some. But the end for Mbappe, and not really the ending that PSG and he himself would have been hoping for.
You're listening to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic.
So Mbappe's expected future teammates at Real Madrid are preparing for the other semi-final second leg against Bayern Munich tonight. It's 2-2 after the first leg in Germany. You'll remember Vinicius Junior scored the first and last goals for Real after Bayern, through Leroy Sané and Harry Kane, held the lead. Wonder if we'll get any more Bellingham Kane penalty shenanigans if spot kicks play their part at the Bernabeu this evening. The Real boss Carlo Ancelotti says the English pair have a great relationship, by the way. Let's check in with our Spanish expert Guillermo Rai on how Real Madrid have been preparing.
4 days after being crowned La Liga champions, Real Madrid are looking forward this second leg of the Champions League semi-finals. Beyond the good moment on an emotional level, the team led by coach Carlo Ancelotti arrives in the best moment of the season on a physical level. Only David Alaba, who is still recovering from a long-term knee ligament injury, will be absent. Both the goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois and Eder Militao, the central back, are in perfect shape for tonight for the game, and although the Italian coach has already announced that Andrei Lunin will be the starting goalkeeper, Militao could start at the back alongside Antonio Rudiger. In fact, the only doubt tonight is whether the central back will be Militao, captain Nacho Fernandez, or the midfielder Aurelien Tchouameni. In attack, Jude Bellingham, who scored in the last game against Cadiz, seems to have recovered from the virus he suffered a fortnight ago, 2 weeks ago, and will lead the team alongside Rodrigo Goish and Vinicius Junior. A great reception is expected from the Real Madrid fans, and the Bernabeu Stadium will be packed in the hours before the kickoff.
Now, Seb Stafford-Blaw, as promised, is back to give us the Bayern angle. Real Madrid are favourites as they aim for a 15th title, but Ancelotti has highlighted that it was their German opponents who were the better side in the first leg. They have Kane, full of goals, 44 this season, and hungry for a first career trophy. So do you give them hope?
You give them hope, certainly, because the weight of talent demands that they're showed respect. I think that they could have done, well, more than obvious, that they could have done with holding their advantage from the first leg and taking possibly a little bit of a lead to the Bernabeu. I think that they don't means that Real are rightly considered favourites. That being said, it does seem as if at every point in this Champions League campaign, we've been informed too much, possibly, by Bayern's Bundesliga form. And yet, you know, especially in the game against Arsenal, when they were expected to be kind of brushed aside, Bayern turned up and their individuals turned up, and there was a great deal of character in an awful lot of what they did. Konrad Leimer played extremely well. Kane is Kane, always give you a chance to score goals. Leroy Sané was very, very dynamic against Real in the first leg. Jamal Musiala played very, very well. I think the big question mark, and this will really determine the nature of the tie, can that Bayern defence hold out? At the moment, it looks like Matthias de Ligt will play alongside Eric Dier, although a little bit of an injury doubt still there. Can they survive what's going to be a really tough 90 minutes, maybe more, in the Bernabeu? A big part of getting over the line is emotional. I think, you know, the first semi-final, PSG's failure to beat Dortmund, I think that showed it. You know, the weight of talent does not always count. And I think Bayern will be hoping that's the case on Wednesday night.
So, will we get an all-German final with Dortmund and Bayern head-to-head, or will Real Madrid make their sixth final in 11 years? If you want to watch it, it's on at 8 o'clock in the UK on TNT or 3 p.m. Eastern on Paramount Plus in the US. That's all for today's Daily Football Briefing. I've been Adam Leventhal. Your producer was Mike Zimmerman, with executive producer Ian McIntosh. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care till then.
The Athletic.